the first time he ever planted potatoes, he planted them in sod. And he said, I went to Englewood and he said, well, you never have any potatoes planted in sod. But we did have, we had wonderful potatoes, but it was a sandy ground about where he had plowed the garden. But broom corn, they used to, when they were first breaking out this country, they had some wonderful broom corn crops out here on sod, planted on sod. But very little broom corn is planted out here, I think, anymore.
I've heard of it down right around Elk City.
Yes, I think down in there's some place down there that they raise lots of broom corn.
The people here didn't have to clear their land before they did.
Just didn't go in and break the sod.
How about down around the creeks? Was that the same thing?
Yes. However, there's not very much ground next to the creek here that you can plow. It's too rough down where the creeks go, or too sandy. Out here on the Buffalo, out here, it's mostly, we just leave that in pasture, the old places like that.
Did you raise any oats?
They used to sow oats here, I think. But we never raised any. I know Dad didn't, and I don't think the children's daddy did either. But they have sowed oats here, but not too many, I think. I think it's an oats country.
How are they harvested? Do you know?
I don't know. Not unless they, I guess they had them, don't they? Or,
I don't know.
I don't either.
Some places I think they do.
Yes. It might be that they do them just like they do now, like they harvest the wheat with the combines. I imagine they could. But I don't believe there's very much oats sold here in this country. There might be, but I don't believe there is.
Did I ask you if you raised any corn?
But very little corn.
What did you call it when you gathered it up?
Shocks.
Shocks?
Corn shocks. I've heard Grandpa Mix talk about corn a lot. Oh, once in a while I raise sweet corn, but I don't think that very, very few people plant corn for feed or anything like that around in this country. It just isn't sure enough crop.
And you mentioned a shock of wheat, didn't you?
Yes, that's when they used to run binders. They'd bind the wheat after it got so ripe, they'd bind it. And put it in the shocks till it dried, then load it in the wagon and thresh it.
Well, how far have you ridden in a day?
You mean on a
horse?
A horseback? I rode to Ashland, 35 miles, I expect, is the farthest I ever rode. And that's very seldom, too, because usually when we go to Ashland or Englewood, we needed groceries, and we'd either go on a buggy or a wagon. And hardly ever go that far a horseback. But now, if he's going 15, 20 miles, why, there wouldn't be any place around here that you could buy anything, so we'd go horseback. I'd rather so much rather go horseback than riding a buggy or a wagon.
You're not a captive, I guess, on a horse. You don't just have to sit there.
No, you don't. No, that's right. You can just do as you as your horse pleases.
If you were going to ask a group of people to come to your house, what would you say to them?
Come see us, sir. Why don't you come over tomorrow? Why can't you come see us tomorrow?
That would be for four, 5 or 6 people.
You folks all come over tomorrow.
I want to find out about you and you all here.
Well, I have caught myself using that expression. Just every once in a while.